This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Housing prices in this country, I think it is now fair to say, are officially on a tear. The S&P Case-Shiller Index hit the streets today. Home prices in the big markets that it tracks were up almost 11% in March over a year ago, which is good, great, even. Until you remember the last time we saw home prices go up this much, spring and summer 2006, and we all know what happened after that. So, is there something healthier, more, dare we say, sustainable about this housing surge? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on the housing desk for us today.
Home prices rising 10% a year, pretty much good for everyone. Certainly home sellers who finally get a break, but also realtors and refrigerator salesmen and granite countertop installers. Patrick Newport at IHS Global Insight says it'll keep going for a while.
I think what's going on right now is that prices just undershot on the way down, and to some extent they're climbing back to their fundamental value.
Newport says this isn't a bubble. It's old-fashioned supply and demand. 20 and 30-somethings sick of renting or living with mom and dad and too few homes to move into.
Right now, prices are going up because we're experiencing shortages. We need prices to go up to get builders to build new homes, and that's good for the economy.
It's especially good, says Bernie Baumol at the Economic Outlook Group, because of the timing, getting people back to work now, spending again.
Housing did not lift this economy out of recession. Housing came in much later, which means housing is going to give this economic expansion a second wind.
And it's happening where it's most needed, says Craig Lazara at Standard & Poor's.
The metro areas that have come back the most were those that have suffered the most.
Places like Phoenix, Las Vegas, Miami, which does worry Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research. He says the biggest price rises are happening at the bottom of the market, entry-level homes.
These are moderate-income home buyers. Your worry is that prices fall 20-30%, and we get in the exact same situation we were in 2010. A lot of people suddenly underwater. Everything they worked for in their life just disappear.
There's still a long way to go, though. Home prices are well below the levels they reached in the housing boom. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.